Item 1, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Office of Corporation Counsel, providing an informational update on issues related to the July 6, 2013 courthouse fire. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Tyler?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, I just wanted to let you know that there's been some developments over the last couple of weeks that I want to let you know about. But before I do so, I want to stress that these developments have no effect on the scope of coverage that we have received with the insurance fund. But because these events could relate to possible litigation, it's Corp Counsel's recommendation that they be discussed in closed session.
Mr. Berger?
That's correct. I recommend that this be discussed further in closed session and that closed session would be appropriate for this discussion.
Okay. Are there any updates or anything that you do feel is fit for open session? Or the entirety of it you think is appropriate for closed session?
I think the entirety of it, beyond okay. What...
I think I have a question.
All right. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any change as to when everybody's going to be able to use the 10th Street entrance to get in and out?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yes, I think we can discuss that in open session. And the answer is that there is no change at this point.
Okay, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. Let me ask that question again, Mr. Chairman.
We understand your interest there.
I speak for the masses.
Yes.
While we still have the floor, I will move that we go into closed session. Under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, paren 1, paren G, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral and written advice from our legal counsel concerning strategies to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters. At the conclusion of the closed session, we may reconvene in the open session, take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
Item 2 is also noticed as a closed session item. Is there... But why don't we read that item as well and see if there's an interest in taking them both in closed. Item 2, please.
Item 2, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $16,000 to Denise McCaskill and $8,000 to Hawks Quindell SC in settlement of Denise McCaskill v. Milwaukee County ERD case number CR-2013-00361 and EEOC charge number 26G-2013-00497C. At your December 5th meeting, this item was laid over to the call of the chair.
Ms. Bergen is...
Yes, once again, Chairman, Supervisors, I would recommend closed session for discussion on this, and the closed session would be appropriate for that discussion, subject to any questions that you may have that you wish to raise in open session. And then it's possible that the committee may wish to come back in open session after that closed session.
Very good. And the notice provided is appropriate for both of these items. That was
yes, Chairman. Supervisors. Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Borkowski, is your motion to go into closed session on both of these items?
1 and 2, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Very good. Hearing the question, are there any? Or hearing the motion, are there any questions from committee members? Seeing no questions on the motion to go into closed session on items 1 and 2.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
No.
Roderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to go into closed session prevails.
Okay.